29th of January 2020. Reflections on the testimony of Roy Schumann. It is a great consolation to hear that God also today comes in this special way in the life of a person like Roy Schumann. God remains and is free all the times to enter into the life of even more unbelieving people and to lead them to faith. This may inspire our prayers, because in the conversion of Roy, the prayers of the faithful certainly also played a part. We have heard that Roy had a kind of Jewish barrier against the Christian faith. For all religions' ways, he was ready after his first great enlightenment and conversion. Only the Christian one should not be. In another text of him, in which he wrote himself down, he stated that even after his encounter with the Virgin, he still had some time an inner resistance against the Christian way, which he had to overcome. The resistance was especially against Catholic Christianity. We see in the first event, I like to say it was enlightenment, which then led to his conversion, that means to make decisions, how God, in his infinitive wisdom, first hid his name from him. Roy would not have been ready at that time to recognize the fullness of the truth. So God proceeded step by step. Before Roy had the experience with the Virgin Mary, he asked for a year to recognize the name of God. Through this prayer, the grace of his enlightenment sank deeper into the soul, and, without any questions and effect of the Holy Spirit, and he became ready for the next step. If the first experience was more a recognition of God and his love and truth, his heart was directly touched by the encounter with the Virgin. Roy fell in love with the Virgin Mary and became ready to find the way to the Lord and to his church. What a tender and considerate way of God with the Son from his first love, who, in his spiritual search, also got to know the confusion of the New Age. He was so attracted by the love of God in the Virgin Mary and, as I know from another report by Roy, later also by the Eucharist. Regarding his first experience, it's for us to note that it became very conscious to Roy that everything we do on earth happens before God, and God has knowledge of it. The Apostle Paul admonishes in his letters that we should use the time. This means to do good, to do the will of our Lord. And even the smallest prayer counts, so we can collect treasures in heaven. At the end of this excursion to the conversion story of Roy, let us emphasize a very important statement in answering the questions. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church lets us know, the second coming of the Lord will not take place until the people of the Jews convert to the Lord. Therefore, prayer for the conversion of the Jews is necessary for the history of salvation. It is all the more very strange that in recent times less and less thought has been given within the Church to the conversion of the Jews. Even wrongly it is thought that they need only continue on their present path and no longer need to encounter Jesus Christ. Yes, in some places it is even hard to say that you want the conversion of the Jews. What abysses open up here! Certainly it is right that one should pay attention to the instructions of the Holy Spirit, especially towards the Jews, and find the right way in the wisdom of God. We have just got to know the way of God with Roy. But to give up that the Jews get to know their Messiah and not even pray for it anymore is absurd. One must even ask very critically whether the devil has not succeeded here in preventing Christians from the hastening and the second coming of the Lord. Is it to be left only to God to convert the Jews? Can God no longer count on our cooperation? Do we know better today than St. Paul at his times? Roy and other Jews who were not allowed to recognize their Messiah only shake their heads about this. So, out of gratitude to God for Roy Schoemann's conversion, I would like to connect with the prayer of the Fathers of the First Vatican Council and also invite all our faithful listeners to do the same. So we hear from the First Vatican Council, 1868. The undersigned Fathers of the Council humbly yet urgently, beseechingly pray that the Holy Ecumenical Council on the Vatican deign to come to the aid of the unfortunate nation of Israel with an entirely paternal invitation. That is, that it express the wish that, finally exhausted by a wait no less futile than long, the Israelites hasten to recognize the Messiah, our Savior Jesus Christ, truly promised to Abraham and announced by Moses, thus completing and grounding, not changing, the Mosaic religion. The undersigned Fathers have the very firm confidence that the Holy Council will have compassion on the Israelites, because they are always very dear to God on account of their fathers, and because it is from them that the Christ was born according to the flesh. Would that they then speedily acclaim the Christ, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Would that they hurl themselves into the arms of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, even now their sister according to the flesh, who wishes likewise to be their mother according to grace, as she is ours.
The song of today is a worship song to Christ King. Glory, praise and honor to you, Christ King and Redeemer. To you the people, shouting for joy, offered his hosanna.
I placuere tibi, placeate votio nostra, rex bonere ex clemens, cui bona conta placem. Et honor divis sit rex Christe Redemptor, quoi puer ilegus promsit hosanna pium. Gloria et honor tibi sit.